If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, everybody listening all over North America. Shout outs to Canada. I love you, Canada. I love America, too. I live here. Okay? And don't matter where you live, thank you for being here. I love you, too. The show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Our producer, Ryan Botcher, is holding things down in New York City. You could be wherever you are. Thank you for being here. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you have SiriusXM, it's channel 375. If you have a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. I get started 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. What the heck is this? Oh, my. You know, Botch, I confused myself. I'm looking at the screen. I got all these screens in here.
You have like TV or just like?
Yeah, I got CBS on one TV. I got ESPN on another TV. I'm getting ready for Thursday Night Football. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to everybody. One of these sports broadcasters that I've seen, I've never seen a guy stand in my life. I didn't know he could stand up.
Who?
I don't know his name.
All sportscasters don't have legs, you know, because they all sit behind a desk.
Yeah, he's doing a stand-up, and I'm like, whoa, I never seen this guy stand in my life. I was surprised. I really was. But thank you to everybody listening. We appreciate you. Like I said, if you missed the first hour of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. And if you want to call, you can do that, too. The phone number works. Here it is. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. If you use the internet, you're scrolling around looking at horrific things, looking at negativity. I'm on the internet too. I ain't got no time for no negativity, but you can find me on Instagram and Twitter. And if you use Facebook and X and all that stuff, I am at JR Sport Brief. We got a lot to get into. Like in about 20 minutes, we're going to have a conversation with Josh Moser, who covers all things Dolphins for 7 News down in Miami. I'm going to get his thoughts on that. We're going to have a conversation later on in the show with Jennifer Lee Chan from NBC Sports in the Bay Area. Get her thoughts on the San Francisco 49ers and all of their injuries. And then there's always more info about Kawhi. We got Matt Moore from the Action Network. He covers all things NBA as well as, he's in Denver, but he covers all things NBA. Matt Moore will be here with us later on in the show. As we found out today that one of the minority owners of the Los Angeles Clippers decided to invest like $2 million into that aspiration company that hired Kawhi as a spokesperson. If you've ever heard Kawhi speak, raise your hand. Nobody. But anyway, he put $2 million in and $1.7 $5 million went directly to Kawhi Leonard. Do what you want with that. The NBA is investigating, okay? We'll talk with Matt Moore about that. 888-710-4ISN. A little more than an hour away from Thursday night football between the Washington Commanders and the Green Bay Packers. And then, oh, wow, we got North Carolina State. We got college football tonight as well. We're going to get into some college football games and matchups that I'm looking forward to over the weekend as well. We got a lot to do. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Of course, at the end of the show as well, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. I will say this. I did not think that a conversation a couple of days ago about Russell Wilson and his Hall of Fame legacy falling off, and he was going to be on a borderline. I thought that there was a possibility if he resurrected and continued his career with the Broncos and, you know, maybe took him to an AFC championship game, had some success, sustained success for a little while, that Russell Wilson would have been a Hall of Famer. And I said a couple of nights ago, I think it's Tuesday night, I'm like, it didn't happen. He's with the New York Giants. They're going to give him the boot eventually. He was with the Steelers. They gave him the boot. He was in Denver. They gave him the boot. It didn't work out. You can put the X on his Hall of Fame pass and just throw it into the trash. Done. Denied. And we got a bunch of callers last night. I gave you a top six list. Active NFL players today. Guys playing today that are definitely going into the Hall of Fame. I had Aaron Rodgers at number one on that list. And then even today, I'm still fielding calls about, and the conversation evolves every day. Today, right now, it's about what is the Hall of Fame? Like, well, what is this? How do we get people in? Well, we know it's voted on by a bunch of sports writers. Representatives from every city and every NFL city, and you got a bunch of those guys. There you have it. But to get to brass tacks, at its most basic, and these have been some interesting conversations. I've really appreciated them. It gives different perspective on how people view the Hall of Fame or any Hall of Fame. How many championships have you won? Makes me think of basketball, right? Charles Barkley always joked upon, oh, you're not a champion. You didn't win any. Man, that guy was one of the greatest power forwards ever. And he was undersized as hell. Busting ass, getting rebounds, shooting inside, outside, going coast to coast with the basketball. But Charles Barkley didn't win a ring. Boo-hoo. He went up against some guy named Michael Jordan and he didn't win one. Boo-hoo. We got a lot of guys who didn't do that. Karl Malone, for all of his interesting decisions as a young man. Don't Google Karl Malone. Anyway, Karl Malone is one of the greatest power forwards of all time, too. He ain't got no rings. He ran up against some guy named Michael Jordan. Should we not put him in the Hall of Fame? And I know there's some real, real tight corners here. It's not the NBA Hall of Fame. It's the Basketball Hall of Fame. But then even if I have to think of Canton, you could have a short career and just be awesome. You know, you could be a Gale Sayers. You could be a Barry Sanders. You could be a Dan Marino. He ain't win no ring. He climbed to the mountaintop once. He could not plant that flag. He never got back to the mountaintop again. But he accumulated so many stats. Like, people don't remember before we got to this pass happy era. And Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, top of the passing charts, blah, blah, blah. Before we even got there, Dan Marino owned all of those records. It's like, okay, records are meant to be broken, but Dan Marino had all the passing records, and he ain't had no championships. So what are we supposed to do, deny it? Hell no, can't deny him. Greatness comes in different ways. Nobody's going to look at Dan Marino, you know, as one of our last callers said, And look at Eli Manning and go, oh, yeah, Eli Manning, one of the top 20 quarterbacks of all time. you don't got to be a top 20 quarterback of all time to be in a Hall of Fame. You don't have to be. You can be the last damn guy on the list. Eli Manning was great in his own way. I couldn't. Who else did what he did? Nobody. It's special. What he did was special. It deserves recognition. That and the fact that he was always out there. Never missed a game. Never got hurt. That's appreciated. Man, we got these conversations about these NFL QBs dropping like flies. Brock Purdy just got paid. Now his foot hurts. How come Eli Manning's foot never hurt? How come Eli Manning never had back tightness? Eli Manning is standing out there looking like he needs to do your taxes. And that guy went out there and just got the hell beat out of him. I remember Eli Manning's very first game. He took on the Ravens. They put him out there against the Ravens. The back page of the New York Post had Eli Manning laid out in a prone position as he was getting destroyed by one of the greatest defenses of all time. Come on. And he just took a licking and kept on taking. Maybe he's too stupid to know any different. My point is greatness comes in different ways. You have to appreciate it as such. Nobody is going to go out here and look at Michael Jordan with his 6 championships. And I think most of us have, been smart enough to go, oh, different eras, different things. Michael Jordan has 6 NBA titles. Bill Russell has 11. They were in different eras. But what they've done is different. Their accomplishments are different. When they played were different. You got to honor what some guy did in his era and another guy for what he did. All right? I know there's a lot of people running around right now think, oh, LeBron James, greatest of all time. I don't think so. When it's all said and done, you might argue that he had the greatest, most accomplished career of all time. And God bless him on that one. What is he going to do? Play 25 years? I'm going to be a 24-time All-Star. I'm going to have more points than everybody. I only got 4 championships, 4 MVPs. What he's done is great in a different way than is Michael Jordan. Now, it's debatable if you want to go into who's a better player. I'd still take Michael Jordan. But LeBron James may honestly say, hey, I've had the better career, greater career than Michael Jordan. I played forever. Michael Jordan was just like, hey, I don't want to do this anymore. And then he came back and then he said again, I don't want to do this anymore. And then he came back and he's like, hey, I'll just babysit the Washington Wizards until I quit. Greatness comes in different ways, man. Derrick Henry, who's going into the Hall of Fame. Not Barry Sanders. Barry Sanders is not Gale Sayers. Gale Sayers is not Jim Brown. Jim Brown is not Eric Dickerson. Eric Dickerson, I mean, we can go on and on and on. Were you great? Were you one of the best when you played? Were you busting ass? Not everybody's going to win. Not everybody's going to win the championship. But there's some people that were winning every single week and nobody wanted to see. Come on now. Randy Moss ain't no Hall of Famer. What are we doing? Greatness comes in different ways. Not everybody's going to win a championship. That's just the name of the game. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. And Todd is here from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Todd?
Hey, JR, just hang out, brother. You know what I like about you, JR?
What?
I like that you mix things up, bro. You really you went deep into football, and then you went like a little basketball, and just got things. You mix it all up. And that's good. That's good stuff.
Well, thank you, Todd. What's up?
Yes, sir. All right, buddy. One thing I wanted to just, if I could I ask you about Roberto Clemente? I know a little bit about him. I know that, you know, of course, he passed away. And unfortunately, he passed away before his, the plane wreck and the plane.
Yeah, he was delivering supplies, I think, in Venezuela.
Correct. He You know what I found out, JR?
What?
He was the first Spanish player to go into the Hall of Fame. I didn't know that. I looked on the internet.
And shout outs to Puerto Rico. Oh, so what exactly are you asking me about Roberto Clemente? Well, it's kind of out of left field.
I know, but it kind of has to do with you mix things up. I mean, you like you were talking about a little bit about football, a little bit about basketball, blah, blah, blah. And it just mixed it up, just popped into my head about how good of a ball player Clemente
okay.
was.
All right. Yeah, that's really out of left field. Pardon the pun, he played right field. But Todd,
don't worry.
Now, what we'll do is, I'm trying to think now. We're going to get into some more baseball real soon. Okay, Todd, don't worry about that one, especially now that the regular season is coming to an end.
Yeah, buddy, I'm ready for football.
Okay. All right, Todd. Well, you looking forward to the Browns and the Ravens? You looking forward to that?
You know that.
I don't know.
You were talking about Eli Manning. I know you were talking about my dogs, Ed Reed and Ray Lewis.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ed Reed was amazing. They're both amazing.
Unbelievably amazing. Yes, I agree. Totally.
All right, Todd. Thank you so much for calling from Maryland.
Okay. Take care of yourself.
Oh, peace. Bye-bye. No, yeah, he called about Roberto Clemente. I was like, okay. He was great. What about Let's just start naming our random great players. I don't know. Willie Mays. Boccia, your turn. Just name a random great guy.
Juan Marshall.
Oh, there we go. My turn. Tony Gwynn. That's, I don't know.
Does that have to be baseball?
He just thought of Roberto Clemente. I don't know.
We throw him off and throw in Hulk from soccer.
Oh, my God. Hulk?
Hulk.
Here we go. Let's see. Ronaldo, the other one.
Oh, the second one. Ronaldinho.
Yeah, we start naming guys. Yo, what's up with Luis? Why is Luis Suarez still? He was biting a guy and now he spit on a guy? Did you see that?
No, that's what he's doing now? He's in Miami, right?
He spat, I think it was on another team's coach the other day.
So it was like the spitting epidemic.
Yes.
A trend, or is it like?
I don't know. We had a college guy spit on a guy. We got Jalen Carter spit on a guy. We got Luis Suarez spat on a guy. What are we doing here? What are we doing? If you spit on somebody, look at me. I'm an advocate for nonviolence. If you spit on somebody, you need baseball bats to the knees. Okay? Like, if you spit on somebody, you should take baseball bats to the knees. Disgusting. Like, when you're a kid, you should get the taste slapped out of your mouth. You should learn from that age. Like, you don't spit on people. And when you're an adult, you should get the hell beat out your ass. Spitting on people? I was so mad about it. I'm like, Luis Suarez just spat, not even at a player. The player could punch your lights out. You going to spit on a coach? You should knock his teeth out. Crooked ass teeth out his mouth. Anyway. The JR Sport Breeze Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of Miami, we're going to take a break. When we come back, now I've calmed down. We're going to have a conversation with Josh Moser. We'll talk to him about them Dolphins. It's the JR Sport Breeze Show, the Infinity Sports Network. No spitting, damn it.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, we're about an hour away from Thursday Night Football. The Washington Commanders, the Green Bay Packers, but we're moving into a full slate on Sunday. And one of those games, well, is not necessarily something that everybody wants to see. But I think it's going to have bearing on the direction of one of these NFL franchises. I'm talking about the Miami Dolphins, who have already been in the news the past couple of weeks, the past several months, for all of the wrong reasons. They just got blasted by the Colts to start their year 33-8. It's amazing that Tyreek Hill hasn't already asked out already after game one. We got Mike McDaniel answering questions about his job security. It is not looking good in Miami. To talk about what we've seen, what we can expect moving forward, a lot of these rumors, a lot of these stories, joining us right now is someone who covers all things Miami sports for WSVN 7 News in Miami. It is their lead sports anchor. Joining us right now is Josh Moser. Josh, how are you, man?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me on. How are you?
I appreciate the time. I'm very well, thank you. I think I'm better than some of the Dolphins fans. Just before we dive into Tyreek Hill and Mike McDaniel, we've seen this regression. This was an offense that, well, they scored like 65, 70 points a couple seasons ago, one of the best offenses that we've ever seen. And now here we are 2 years later, and people are like, Tua stinks, Tyreek Hill wants out, Mike McDaniel's questioning. Why the regression?
I mean, that's the question that everybody wants to know. It's basically teams figured out how to stop the vertical passing attack of the Dolphins, where Mike McDaniel was so lethal in 2023, and why it worked so well in 2023 when they had the number one offense in the league is that they led the team in rushing. And basically with that, they were able to use the play action and get the ball down the field, specifically to Tyreek Hill. However, last year in 2024, we saw the too high shell safety look, and then everything had to go underneath. Once last season, Tyreek Hill had a catch for 30 or more yards. That was in week one against the Jaguars, the day he got detained by police on his way into the stadium. So it was kind of maybe a bad omen maybe for the season. And then this year, just to come out and completely lay an egg against the Colts, realistically a team that they should have beaten, is almost unfathomable. You have Mike McDaniel, who is this quote-unquote offensive guru. You talk about his, you know, lineage out of Yale and how smart he is and how much respect he had garnered in his during his time in San Francisco, even going all the way back to his time in Houston, and then the coaching tree that he was a part of with Mike Shanahan and the Redskins, now the Commanders, with what the other head coaches that he worked with now have become, including Matt LaFleur, who's playing tonight on Thursday Night Football in charge of the Packers. But Mike McDaniel seemingly does not have a counter to this too high safety look where they're forcing them to throw the ball underneath. And then you take it a step further, where Mike McDaniel is believed to be the perfect coach for Tua and to get him to the level. It's now year four of them together. But, you know, you heard Xavien Howard, who played for the Colts, who was a longtime Dolphins player, who was a Pro Bowler here. He says, look, you take the first read away from Tua and you shut him down. There's a corner who played for the Packers, played for the Bills, Rasul Douglas, that just got signed by the Dolphins when he came in here. How do you stop the Dolphins? You take Tua off his first read. And I would expect Mike Vrabel to do the same thing this upcoming Sunday, where the Dolphins have not beaten Mike Vrabel with Tua at quarterback. They're 0-2. So, you know, if we keep saying if the Dolphins answer all these questions, they should be fine. However, they have yet to answer a single question.
It doesn't appear that it will be the case. I mean, people are beating up on Tua. People are beating up on Mike McDaniel. Tyreek Hill seemingly is beating up on the team from the inside. It seems likely that there's going to be a domino that falls at some point. By the time we get to the end of the season or during the season, somebody's going to go. Somebody's going to be gone. Who do you think is most likely out the door first? It can't be Tua. Is it McDaniel? Is it Tyreek Hill? He has these legal issues over his head. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, look, you've got general manager Chris Greer, who's been here basically for more than 20 years. This is his 10th season as GM. His team hasn't won a playoff game in 25 years. So I think, you know, he would be a name where you just need a new start. It's not that he's bad. It's just that nothing is working. And then with Mike McDaniel, we knew that he was the coach for Tua. If you cut Tua, you've got $90 million in cap losses next year in dead cap. But then again, we just saw the Broncos cut bait from Russell Wilson not too long ago. So, you know, for me, it would be Mike McDaniel would be the first to go. If this team somehow loses to the Patriots this weekend, they have a short week against the Bills. You start 0-3. I don't think they're going to fight Mike McDaniel because of the short week. But you start 0-3, you've got the Jets after that on Monday Night Football, and all of a sudden, if you start 0-4 with losses to the Colts, the Jets, and the Patriots, I think Mike McDaniel could be gone. He'd be my first domino to fall.
Miami sports anchor Josh Moser is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show, Coast to Coast. There's been a lot said. You talked about some of the corners talking about Tua. When it comes to Mike McDaniel, it seemed early on, of course, you get the honeymoon phase. He seemed a little bit more jovial in speaking to the media, the long explanations. And now he had to answer a question just point blank about his job security. Over the offseason, you got guys like Jalen Ramsey and other dudes on the outside insinuating that he's lost the locker room. Do you think, from what you've read, heard, seen, and what you know, that the guys don't respond to him anymore?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. You had your captains on the team last year were your most fined players. There were five players in particular that were constantly getting fined. And, you know, there's something about whether it's a coach or a player that everyone else kind of falls in line. I covered the Packers since they're playing tonight. You know, Aaron Rodgers walks into the room, everybody stands up a little straighter. It's the same with Peyton Manning. But if you look at, since you brought up Jalen Ramsey, you know, a no-nonsense coach like Mike Tomlin, who I love, the players respond differently. Now there was Brian Flores down here, who was more militant. It's well-documented that he and Tua didn't get along. Brian, very defensive-minded coach, but very, you know, off the Bill Belichick, you know, military tree of how he coaches. And that just didn't work for Tua. But Tua's not a vocal leader. So there's not a single player in this locker room that I feel, you know, is going to get everybody else to buy in. And honestly, I think the players realize if you look at the AFC right now, even that Sunday night game with the Bills and the Ravens, let alone what else is there with the Bengals, you know, you still have the Chiefs who are always relevant. The Chargers look much improved. You know, this team just doesn't have the horses to compete. And I think they know that. But the way that they played this last game and with what they said, where they were basically like, you know, we were out there for ourselves, meaning that we were chasing plays individually and we completely abandoned the scheme and they left multiple players out to dry because they were trying to make a play. You know, reading between the lines, that doesn't show a strong sense of unity, especially in week one. That's not how you want to start a season.
I mean, before we even got to the season, Josh Moser is joining us here on the JR Sport Brief Show. The whole offseason was about Tyreek Hill. I don't want to be here. We lost. I need to go somewhere where I'm used to winning. Oh, my bad. It's not what I meant. And then training camp comes along, and it's the apology tour. And, oh, yeah, we're mending fences in the locker room. Okay, yeah, sure, yeah, fine. He has these legal issues. Is there a possibility that he's gone from the Dolphins due to a suspension first? Or is it more likely so that some team says, screw this, I need a wide receiver, and they decide to take him in the year and a half left on his deal?
I don't see him getting suspended at all for any sort of the legal situation with his estranged wife. So that's first and foremost. I do a show with his agent, Drew Rosenhaus. Tyreek and I are close. Drew and I are very close. Look, you go back to Tyreek's rookie season, there's always been something with him in the offseason. And Chris Greer knew that when they traded all of those picks to bring him over here from Kansas City and then at the time made him the highest paid wide receiver in the league. You know, the question is does he get to the point where Jalen Ramsey got, where he's like, you know, I'm a Pro Bowl player. I should be a Hall of Famer. And, you know, right now this team isn't going to win. I want to go compete and be on a team that has a chance to win. And that could be a time, especially if Mike McDaniel's gone, and especially with the trade deadline moving back, where I could see that, you know, Tyreek is going to get moved. But the two problems are, one is the salary that he commands. It's almost $30 million this season in the cap hit. And then what are you going to get in return for him? Because like you mentioned, you know, all of this, these problems off the field. So maybe a second round pick after you gave up a litany of first round picks to bring him here before you paid him. So I just don't see the compensation being there. But an unhappy Tyreek Hill is not a good thing for anybody. But again, we talk about people, you know, on the chopping block. Chris Greer knew all of this before, you know, he brought him in. I can tell you that in my general manager that I speak to regularly around the league, you know, Tyreek Hill would not be a part of, you know, most locker rooms, even though he's phenomenal on the field. But we've seen when Tyreek is at his best on the field, he's one of one. But right now, it seems that there's a lot more problems with the Dolphins than just Tyreek Hill.
Well, let me ask you this. If we got to find some positivity, you may have to dig a little deep here. Where's the silver lining for the Miami Dolphins and their fan base? What can they look at something, someone, and just go, ah, at least that's working out?
Oh, man, I wish. I mean, it is the most delusionally optimistic fan base that I've certainly covered in my 15 years of doing this. The brightest spot, I would say, is the second-year linebacker, Chop Robinson. He finished third in the Rookie of the Year voting on the defensive side of the ball. He's a great kid, and you just hope that he continues to do well. But they got two pass rushers back in Jalen Phillips, who's on the final year of his deal, and then Bradley Chubb, who's, you know, $100 million man that restructured his deal. So you've got to get to the quarterback. Arguably, you have a top-five front seven in the league on paper, especially with Matthew Judon, who's a sexy name. You know, you should be getting to opposing quarterbacks, but when you play Daniel Jones and you bring him down one time, I mean, he looked like a Pro Bowler, and it was just shocking. So I guess we can just say that as bad as the loss was, there's 16 more opportunities, and we'll see what they do this Sunday, where they should definitely put forth a much better effort. They should win this and get back to 500 and give themselves a chance. But you know, right now, I would say that it's looking pretty bleak for the Dolphins, who just lost two starting offensive linemen in week one, a position group. They were very thin, and they also lost a starting corner, and they really have nobody in the secondary on the outside. So it's going to be a long season, and it's not off to a good start.
Yeah, I mean, the Dolphins may rival the Saints this year when it comes to looking ugly. Let's see how bad it turns out. Hey, Josh, I know it's certainly going to keep you busy. We appreciate the time. Please tell everyone where they could follow and find you online, on TV, everywhere.
Yeah, thanks so much. So my name is Josh Moser. I'm the sports director of the ABC and Fox affiliate down in Miami. We've got a regional show with Drew Rosenhaus every Sunday night called Lexus Sports Extra. And then across all social media channels, my last name is Moser, so it's the Mo's Nose, Twitter, X, Instagram, TikTok, all of that. Any questions, feel free to reach out, and I'll do my best to get back to you. And Yeah, just love my job. Feel very grateful just to get to be the liaison between the fan base and the teams. And, you know, I know South Florida necessarily isn't a sexy national TV market for sports because there's so much going on in the nightlife outside of it. But the Panthers are for real. The Heat are always relevant. Messi's here. And quietly, you know, Miami's got a lot of sports going on behind the scenes.
Hey, Josh, if you see Suarez, can you tell him to stop spitting on people? Can you tell him that?
And between him spitting and falling down, you know, faking biting everything, it's yeah, I mean, he might be up for an Emmy here soon. But I'll do my best. I'll pass it along.
Thank you, Josh. We'll catch you on down the line. Thank you so much to Josh Moser for joining us. Lead sports anchor down on WSVN 7 News in Miami. Yeah, we'll get into Suarez again on the other side of the break. You can't tell I'm mad at that guy for spitting on people. Speaking of bad attitudes, when we come back, we'll get into Malik Nabers. Apparently his attitude is better than what he presents, I guess. We're going to talk some college football. We're going to get into this NFL game we got tonight between the Commanders and the Packers. We got a lot going on, but right now let's get into a news flash here with Rich Acker.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
You're welcome. You're welcome for that. It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Josh Moser for joining us, sports anchor for WSVN 7 News in Miami. He came on through, and he was honest about the Dolphins. Basha, correct me if I'm wrong. There doesn't appear to be anything positive about the Dolphins, nothing.
No.
Yeah.
He's more happy about Messi.
Yeah. Yeah. Ouch. Dolphins got some good fans out there. Shout outs to my buddies, the Dolphin Bandits. Bacha, you know who those guys are?
I know a different form of Dolphins fans, and they're Tua fans. But no, I've never heard of the Dolphin Bandits.
Yeah, they look like...
Dolphins?
They look like... Who?
Dolphins? Do they look like dolphins?
No, they look like bandits. Like, they're painted in orange and white and green paint. They got on orange shorts. They look like voodoo characters. They're bandits. They're bandits. I don't know how to describe
them. How does voodoo look like bandits? When I hear bandit, I think of like Western movies. Is it kind of like that?
Well, no, not like a Western movie bandit, but like a thief bandit. Like, I'm a steal from you bandit.
Oh, okay.
The bandits. Dolphin bandits. I'll send you a photo. And then I'll send them this audio. Shout outs to the Dolphin Bandits. Good guys down there in Florida. Hibachi is another story. A long, long time ago, don't ask me how or why, I was on the field for a Dolphin. I spent the entire game on the field of a Dolphins game. I don't know what the heck I was doing. Just watching the game. And that's where I was hanging out with the Dolphin Bandits. And it was down in Miami. It was a good time. Good time. Good people. I never had that much fun with some bandits, but they were good people. Anyway, hey, thank you so much to Josh Moser for joining us. Coming through from WSVN 7 News in Miami. How about this? We got some college football already underway and in action. We got Wake Forest already up on NC State 7-0. They scored on the opening kickoff. And so 7-0. Wake Forest. We know we're about 35, 40 minutes away now. About 35 minutes away from kickoff in the NFL. We got the Commanders. We got the Packers that are going to get after it. Thursday night football. When we get to the top of the hour, we'll take a deeper dive into that game. But speaking of college football, there are a couple of matchups and games that I am paying a whole lot of attention to this weekend. Now that we went past the opening weekend where we had a lot of good matchups, we went to the second week where it's just like, well, let's just pay some of these lower end teams to get the snot beat out of them. Okay, we had these 70-3 games and ridiculous blowouts, teams that are showing up sacrificing their players just to go out there and get a check. And we still got a lot of those this weekend, but then we have some other matchups that you probably want to pay attention to. You know, here in Georgia, yes, I'm in Georgia, not in Atlanta. Athens is right down the road. People in Athens don't want to say they're in Atlanta because they're not. Bulldogs are not an Atlanta team, but they kind of are. Anyway, we got UGA in Tennessee. The Georgia Bulldogs were Gunnar Stockton. The offense has been underwhelming. I feel like I'm getting to the same old Georgia Bulldogs from a few years ago before they won the titles. Defense, defense, defense. What the hell do we do with the offense? We're trying to figure that one out. And so we're going to take on, I say we. We as in the Bulldogs are going to take on Tennessee. UGA beat Marshall, whoop-de-doo. They beat Austin PA, didn't beat them the way they should beat them down. And now they got to take on Tennessee, who beat Syracuse and then just beat Eastern Tennessee. And so this is the first time that we're going to actually have two teams that are going to match up and maybe have a little bit more of a competition. Nico Iamaliava gone, went to UCLA. And in turn, Joey Aguilar comes in from UCLA. So he's the new quarterback from Tennessee. So they're trying to figure things out. Kirby Smart with his great defense is always trying to figure things out. And this is what Kirby Smart had to say about stopping Tennessee.
Not give them anything. I mean, I think, you know, there's you have to make them earn it. And we say go the long, hard way, make them execute, make them drive the ball down the field all the way through the red area and just make them, you know, make it hard to score. And that starts with stopping the run and not giving up big plays. Those are the two key ingredients to Tennessee is can you stop the run and can you not give freebies? But they go with tempo and they do spread you out, and it's a challenging prep.
I'm not going to say I'm not a fan of Gunnar Stockton. I haven't seen him enough. But I know that Bulldogs defense is going to beat up on them Volunteers. They're going to beat him up. Joey Aguilar is going to wish that he was back out west. I'm going to give the Bulldogs the victory over the Tennessee Volunteers. And then this is another matchup. Speaking of the Bulldogs, a guy who played for the Bulldogs last year and decided to take money to go to Miami, like $3 million. Carson Beck, he's going to take on USF. People looking at USF going, how the hell did you guys get here? You beat Boise State. You then beat the Gators. To be honest, I think the buck is going to stop here with the Hurricanes. I don't think they're going to beat the Hurricanes. But God bless them. You got Byron Brown. He's not out there turning the ball over, giving them an opportunity and a chance to win. And then you got Miami. They beat Notre Dame to start and open the season. And then they beat Bethune-Cookman. Shout-outs to an HBCU, but they smoked them. They stomped them. Can't put up 70 points against the team. That's not nice. So anyway, 45-70, doesn't matter. Miami, they're going to come out on top over USF. I think the run is about over. Sorry. Listen to Byron Brown. With everybody happy about being ranked and how good they are, he said the energy on campus, people are loving them. I bet they are.
I say the energy is electric. You know, students and everybody supporting us has been extremely, extremely excited for this upcoming week and the past week. So it's really, really a buzz over here in Tampa.
Yeah, there's a buzz in there. There's a buzz. I think the buzz is going to die just a little bit because the Hurricanes are going to beat them. I'm not a fan of Carson Beck riding around in Lamborghinis and wearing big chains and I don't know. Wear your big chains if you get to the NFL. Do that. You going to wear your big chains when you're not in college? I don't know. Just a little bit of life advice. Sorry. Sorry about that. I told you about Miami beating Notre Dame. Well, they'll beat USF. And then Notre Dame, they got their hands full against Texas A&M. I mean, after losing their first game against Miami, Notre Dame, they can't afford to go out here and lose to Texas A&M. They cannot do that. Marcus Freeman, that's what he had to tell his team this week.
Kind of my message to the team over the past week, and I'll kind of share with you, is delayed gratification. And I said it's a difficult thing to really understand and to talk about, especially when you don't get the outcome you want. Outside of our building, you know, you're evaluated off one thing, and that's wins and losses. But inside the building, we must continue to be mature enough to understand that the momentarily success or failure is not what the goal is. Our goal and our focus has to be to reach our full potential. And that takes understanding delayed gratification.
Man, if he told me that in a classroom, I'd fall asleep. I'm just being honest. I'm being honest. Speaking of delayed gratification, oh, my goodness. What the heck is going on with Clemson? I thought Clemson was supposed to be good. Lose to LSU. They barely beat Troy 27-16. Now they got to take on Georgia Tech, who is undefeated. I'm not telling you Georgia Tech is going to be world beaters, but I think they may surprise some people this season. And Dabo Sweeney is trying to figure out how he can fix his team. A matter of fact, he had a very short answer in response on his team's offense being pathetic.
Not very good. So it's early, though. We'll see. We've got a long way to go.
Yeah, they got to be better, right? Yeah, it's not very good. Come on. I thought Klubnik is supposed to be one of the best guys. They got plenty of time to turn things around, but they have to start by beating the living hell out of Georgia Tech. And I think they will. And that's going to be right down the block from me. Hey, Botcher, should I go watch this beatdown?
Yes, of course.
It's at 12 o'clock. I'm not going to do
that's
it.
That's all right.
Not going to do it. I'll watch it on TV. I will. I'm not going down the block anymore. No, not at all. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll talk some NFL football on the other side. We got Thursday Night Football coming up. Commanders and Packers. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.